USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Afraid to confront Russia, Ukraine President Zelensky hits out at NATO and the West as Russia-Ukraine war enters day 13. President Zelensky on ABC News calls out the spectators.
We are a place in Europe, a place of freedom, a zone of freedom. And when the limits of rights and freedoms are being violated and stepped on, then you have to protect us, because we will come first, you will come second.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson from Wisconsin and Ted Cruz from Texas will meet with truckers from the People's Convoy protest movement on Tuesday. They're going to be discussing the harmful effects of President Biden's vaccine mandates. The convoy, which has been around the Washington, D.C. area for almost a week now, is calling for an end to the state of emergency that led to overreaching mandates. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Homeownership just makes sense. Why pay rent when you can invest in your future? And right now is a good time to be a homeowner in America.
As inflation continues to rise, the housing market has been in a worse frenzy during the pandemic, with prices surging as prospective buyers hoping for a break this spring aren't likely to see one. Recent home prices are continuing to jump by double-digit percentages. The median listing price for properties hit a record $392,000 in February, according to new analysis from Realtor.com. That's a jump of 27% from February of 2020. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
British Defense Minister Ben Wallace said on Tuesday Britain would support Poland if it decided to provide Ukraine with fighter jets, but warned that doing so might have direct consequences for Poland. Wallace told the media he would support the Poles on whatever choice they made, adding that the United Kingdom could not offer aircraft that the Ukrainians would be able to use. We are USA Radio News.
Nobody knows.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has been removed from all positions in the International Judo Federation. The IJF is the sports governing body and made the announcement following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a brief statement, the IJF said Putin, a black belt who has co-authored the book titled Judo History, Theory, and Practice, was suspended as IJF honorary president last week. For a century, lynching in America was not considered a hate crime. That now has changed.
Congress gave final approval to a bill that makes lynching a federal hate crime. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is named for the black teenager whose brutal killing in Mississippi in 1955 and his mother's insistence on an open casket funeral to show her child's injuries became a pivotal moment in the civil rights era. The bill would make it possible to prosecute a crime as a lynching when a conspiracy to commit a hate crime results in death or serious bodily injury. Those convicted under the act could face 30 years in prison. It took a century to pass the law, which was overwhelmingly approved in the House and received unanimous support in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak said a rejection of Russian oil would lead to catastrophic consequences for the global market, causing prices to more than double to $300 a barrel. The United States has been looking into a potential ban with its allies as a way of punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, but Germany and the Netherlands rejected the plan on Monday. We are USA Radio News.